Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1017. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Refu Shlema Sara Fega Bas Le'e and Achama Shtak Av Refu Shlema B'sach Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechabe. Okay, so we started talking about last year in reference to the concept of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. I want to explain something. There's certain Malachas that pertain to certain categories. For example, when we learned the Malacha of Dush, or Schita for that matter, Schita squeezing and Dush, the material part of Dush, whereby also part, it's the Schita's Dush, okay, in reference to squeezing out materials and so on. Over there, it was a little bit more in the Gehla Maisa, getting the understanding of what Psik Resh is all about. In other words, when you're doing something inevitably, like if I take a rag and I wipe up and it's very wet, so inevitably I'm going to squeeze out. You're not allowed to squeeze out a rag on Shabbos, right? To take a rag and squeeze it, that we're not allowed to do. So if I have a spill and I wipe up a spill and it's a very small rag and a big spill, or it's the rag is very wet and I touch it, then it gets to a point where automatically it's going to be squeezed out. So over there, the concept of Psik Resh applies. So that's in reference to the Malach of Dosh, Schita's Dosh, and so on. And you have also Schita Sey or whatever. Okay, but in our Malacha, like we started talking about last time, by Mechaba and Kibbo, in extinguishing a fire, the concept of Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa applies a lot. We'll see how. That's why we're trying to get a little bit of a better grip on the concept of Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, and what it's all about. I just want to explain one interesting thing, which we're not going to get into at all right now for sure, not the difference between Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa and Psik Resha in certain cases sometimes draws a fine line, but it's a very lumdisha type of a difference, and there's a lot involved. But be it as it may, getting back to the actual category of Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, we started last time in the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Ayin Ches, Reish Ayin Ches, in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel. Reish Ayin Ches does not talk about Mechaba at all per se, but it's spread out. Mechaba is spread out in various different places. There is one Simon Shin Lamed Dalet that talks about putting out fires, whatever, but it is spread out in various different places in conjunction with different Inyanim, a little bit with Amir La'akim by Agai and so on. Okay, so he says like this, finishing off the Mishnah Berurah, which we ended off in the middle of last time in Reish Ayin Ches Sif Gimel, that in conjunction with Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, V'chein Hadimyum B'Shar Malachas. He wants to give another example of what a Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, a very famous example in the Gemara, in Shabbos, what it's all about, actually. Like we spoke about last year in reference to putting out a fire, but he says in a different malacha, kagoyin hachoyfer guma, right? Somebody digs up, they dig up a hole. Vein tzarech ela lafara. I don't need the hole. I dig a hole. What do I need? I need dirt. So, one second. I'm not allowed to dig a hole on Shabbos, but that's part of Hashem Malacha. Hi aguma, v'chai v'bayis mishim boina. It could be possibly boina. It's if it's in the house, if a soda, if it's in the field, mishim choyrish. It will be a question of choyrish plowing, which those boina we learned, but choyrish we never learned yet. We have to go through that. But be it as it may, I dig a hole, and it could be one of two different malachas, minatoira. But the bottom line is when it's only over there when I need the hole. Over here, I don't need the dirt. But obviously, we understand I cannot get dirt without making a hole, right? So I know that so it's not a psik resh because it's I know that I'm digging a hole because I want to dig a hole, but I only want to do it for a different reason, which is for the dirt and not for the hole. Okay, so he goes goes on to explain the mishbruva kemi she'ein sarach laguma, since you don't need a hole, hove malacha she'ein sarach lagufa. This is a classic, the Gemara's classic example of a malacha she'ein sricha lagufa. Okay, now how we deal with malacha she'ein sricha lagufa, again we're going to talk about a little bit down the road. But first we want to establish and get an understanding as to what it is. Very, very important thing to understand what Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa is. V'ein lecha kiboy atzarech legufa ella. So he goes on to say, which is what we mentioned a few times, the Mishnah Berurah says, that there's no kiboy atzarech legufa. There's no really, when you're putting out a fire, in that you can't have it for itself, for Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, that you need it for the actual act, unless, like we said, el kashu mechaba eitzim, he just gives two examples, like we said, mechaba eitzim, you put out a fire on wood, kedei lasis mehem b'chamim, right, to make the charcoal, like we said, we spoke about that, halay zet tzarech legufa. hamalacha. The haloi zeh tzarich leguf hamalacha. This is not for the guf for putting it out. This is exactly for the guf of malacha, because you need to put out the fire to get the outcome of what's going to happen, which is the charcoal. Sharehi efshe lases b'chamim imloi sheichaba the mishberes. You can't have charcoal without putting out a fire. So this is like the this is what the person's doing. Okay, that's one. And he brings another interesting case, which interesting. But v'chein keshehu machabe es apsila b'neshet tzarech lahavhava. The person wants to like singe a person. Sometimes you singe a psila, a wick, and it lights better. It lights better. In other words, you light a tiny fire, you put it out, and now once it's singed a little. The Mishnah speaks about this a few times. It catches better. The next time you light it, it catches better. So he says v'chein keshehu machabe es apsila b'neshet tzarech lahavhava. In other words, I singe it a little, I light a little fire, I put it out, now I'm doing it for the malacha itself, because I want to put it out because of the outcome that's coming, which is a better wick. It's going to catch on better the next time that I light it. So I light a little fire, I put it out, and the outcome of the putting out the fire is there. It's legufa. It's a malacha shetzrich legufa, because now the wick is better. It's going to be lit better next time I light it. Okay, so that's just another example. That's basically what he says. And then he sort of like just ends off. Rambam, like we mentioned last time, important to keep in mind. According to the Rambam, a person will be chayiv for malacha shein tzrich legufa. In general, like we said, we paskin that it's the rabbanon, high level the rabbanon. But he does end off the mishabura that the iser of kaviyah, this iser of putting out, extinguishing a fire. That he says, he ends off that this is taka, even though it's only midrabanan, when it's malach shein tzrich leguf, according to, like we saw, most shitas, but he says it has more severe, it's more of a severe status than other rabbinic prohibitions, since according to all opinions, it is an act which in certain cases could entail a liability by Torah law. Could be asa midaraisa if it's done, you know, the same act, it's there midaraisa. So be it as it may, bottom line is, just to finish off over here, the be it as it may, the bottom line is that it is, even though putting out a fire in most cases is going to be midrabanim, lach shein tzrich legufa, but it is, like we said, it's a high level, especially when it comes to putting out a fire, extinguishing these things, whatever the case is, and one has to be extremely careful. But I just wanted to give the background so that we have an understanding as to where we're coming from. Okay, so I just wanted to end off with one more quick thing, which the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down on page 464. An interesting thing that he says: Why is the Torah prohibition? Why is it usher? Oh, it's only usher putting out a fire. It's only usher min haTorah. Why is it only limited to an act that provides a positive benefit? It's really in other words, what we're trying to say is the act itself is a destructive thing. Putting out a fire is taking like something away. It's sort of like soyser, like destroying something, right? I now put out the fire. I take something away. So that is the actual act. Why is that not chayiv if I do it for some other reason? Why does it have to be a positive benefit? So he explains, interesting, that it's because the activity upon which this malacha is based. In other words, why it became a malach, why Chazal made a malach, is because the extinguishing of fire performed during the construction of the Mishkan was there, and we have to look, and it possesses the same characteristics, the same characteristics, we have to take the same, it has to be done sort of for the same type of reasons. And since the original act of extinguishing was one that achieved a positive benefit, like we said, for charcoal, right, and for the metals to make it hotter and so on, like we explained, so therefore the Av Malacha is derived, and it must do so as well. In other words, the Av Malacha is derived as a positive benefit, and in order for one to be chayv, it has to be in a positive, beneficial way in conjunction with everything that we explained. But it's an interesting point that he brings down. In case not, it would be a malacha shein tzrich legufa. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.